From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 29th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Development Corporation is proceeding with plans to develop the former Katz Warehouse site located in the city's First Ward. The corporation last year put out a call for proposals for the purchase or long-term lease and mixed-use development of the four-acre site at 1417 Montgomery and South Front Streets. The warehouse formerly served as a storage facility for Katz, a manufacturer of vaporizers, humidifiers, air purifiers, and fans. The company, at the time one of the largest employers in Columbia County, closed its Hudson plant in 2008. Hudson Development Corporation Executive Director Sheena Salvino said HDC has received three proposals from developers: Saratoga-based Vinacchio Construction Incorporated, a collaborative venture by Redburn Development Companies, and Sequence Development, both of Troy, and one from the Kearney Realty and Development Group in Carmel. Developers are expected to invest approximately $25 million in general costs to develop the site. Corporation Treasurer Don Moore said, and I quote, "It is a tremendous opportunity to expand the commercial and entertainment area on the waterfront and to broaden our tax base," end quote. Adding the process to develop the site could take a few years. The details of the developer's proposal for the Montgomery Street redevelopment project will be discussed at a special HDC public hearing at noon on Wednesday, April the 4th at number 1 North Front Street in Hudson. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10th person looking to unseat incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso announced his candidacy on March the 28th. Steve Greenfield, a former member of the New Platte School Board, said he will seek the Green Party nomination to challenge the Kinderhook Republican in the November the 6th election. Greenfield described his approach to governing as, and I quote, "solve the problem," end quote, but without lobbyists. Greenfield, 56, said, and I quote, "no corporate lobbyists will ever step foot in my office. They are the problem and the easiest one to solve," end quote. Greenfield said he is the only candidate in the group who has held office and has a legislative record, and also the only one, and I quote, "not beholden to corporate donors and party bosses," end quote. Greenfield is a 1982 graduate of Columbia College, where he majored in economics. He has made his career in music. Greenfield served two terms on the New Platte School Board. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York Daily News Albany Bureau Chief Ken Levette was detained by state police for approximately 45 minutes on March the 28th for talking on a cell phone in the state Senate lobby. Levette was arrested around 1 p.m. following a confrontation with a Senate sergeant-at-arms. Senate GOP spokesman Scott Reap said in a statement, and I quote, "the incident escalated quickly, and unfortunately he was detained by state police," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office contacted Levette while he was in lockup and asked what they could do to help. Levette said he told them he did not want special treatment, but shortly thereafter, Cuomo, his secretary, and a plainclothes investigator arrived. The governor joked to a trooper before entering the office, and I quote, "I'm here as a state-appointed attorney for Ken Levette," end quote. A short time later, Cuomo walked out with Levette. Cuomo said, and I quote, "freedom of the press is alive and well in the city of Albany," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, the Mid-Hudson News is reporting the number of passengers traveling to and from Stewart International Airport nearly doubled during the first 2 months of this year compared to the same period in 2017. In January and February, nearly 83,000 people used Stewart for travel. During the same two-month period in 2017, 42,000 people passed through the hub. Airport officials reported the continued rise in use from Stewart is attributable to Norwegian Air's international service, which began in June of 2017. Airport Business Development Director Michael Torelli told the Stewart Airport Commission March the 27th the trends will continue at least through mid-June. The volume of cargo moving through Stewart has also increased. The tonnage processed through the new Windsor facility increased by 27% in January and February 2018. Stewart is owned by New York State and operated by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain mainly after 11 a.m. today. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 50 degrees. For Thursday night, rain is likely with patchy fog. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a low around 44. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 6:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:17 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 29th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.